broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. 8 o'clock on Wednesday night.
Right on time.
8 o'clock. The old Sports Talk, eight, Bubba and Fee,
8:00.
8 o'clock. 8:24.
24.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, we made it within an hour.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
But we got a lot of good information from Jason Menchover.
Menchover's champion. Imagine the crap that guy's going through.
I can't imagine. I don't want to think about it.
No. Can't win. You absolutely can't win.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody hates you. I'm just saying. Like,
can't do anything right.
Like Fauci.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Fauci.
No matter what he does.
He can't win.
Nope.
Cannot win. Like Neil Spencer. Can't win, can you?
That's right.
Welcome to Sports Talk, presented by Wayne Street Market. I was at Wayne Street Market this morning. Got a couple donuts.
They got great donuts.
Oh, my God.
I made those myself.
No, you're lying.
You're right.
You don't make donuts.
You're right.
We try to get you to do.
We want you to. Yeah.
Oh, I could make some Saturday.
Saturday.
Can we supply the swim team with donuts one morning?
They would love that.
Can we do that?
I would like to.
When do you guys practice? How early and what time's it over?
6 to 7 a.m.
Okay,
and then we get back about around 8 in the morning.
So do they go into school at 8, or what do they?
They'll go straight to school.
Okay, so we're gonna have donuts one morning.
Perfect.
Right before tournament.
Okay,
I'm bringing donuts up. How many kids are there?
11.
11 kids. So if I bring in
2 or 3 apiece.
You cannot eat these donuts at Wayne Street.
They're big boys.
Huge. Yeah, one donut per person. You gonna eat one?
If somebody's giving me free donuts, sure, why not?
So I need 12. I'm bringing a dozen donuts.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk, orange juice?
Both.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you have both?
They say chocolate milk after a workout is supposed to be good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate milk?
I love chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk, good.
I figured you weren't supposed to drink it. It's not good for you.
Milk is very good.
Chocolate milk?
Yes. Well, they advertise it as something really good on the Ohio State games. Chocolate milk is one of the sponsors of Ohio State football.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can only drink chocolate milk or white milk with cookies and macaroni and cheese. Am I stupid?
Yep.
Yeah. What about cereal?
Cereal.
You're not really drinking the milk.
Well,
no.
That's true.
That's
well, kind of. I don't know. A lot of people drink the milk when you're drinking.
Yeah, if you put extra on there. I used to.
Do you?
Yeah, I used to. I haven't done that since I was a kid. But, yeah, I used to do that all the time, put extra milk in there.
Well, it was good if you had sugared cereal, because then the milk would be really
sweet.
Yeah,
Mom always gave me this.
Oh, no, I didn't do it. Sugared cereal. I did with Cheerios and put extra sugar on so there'd be a whole bunch of it in
the bottom.
Just stir it up.
Don't get any better now. Welcome to Sports Talk. That voice is my partner, Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how you doing tonight?
Good. Bobby, feeling good.
The lady to my left is the swim coach at Fort Recovery High School, and her name is Mindy Bupp. Mindy, how are you tonight?
I'm very good.
Behind the boards is our good friend and owner of Fort Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer.
How are you,
Spencer?
I'm just fine.
You look good today.
Well, that's kind of the way I am.
We might be the only five people, rocker back there, we might be the only five people in Fort Recovery that ain't sick.
Yeah, might be.
Huh?
Could be.
I mean, everybody's sick.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
You can't swing a dead cat by hitting somebody sick.
It's unbelievable.
Can't swing a dead cat.
You probably just jinxed us all.
Yeah, we'll be throwing it in the morning. You ain't going to bed.
We're all going stepping out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That was awesome. Hey, we're here to talk swim with our head coach and girls and boys swim team. And we always enjoy when Mindy comes up because,
absolutely,
you know, we the only thing we hear about our swim team is when we read in the paper where Spencey on his, you know, always gives the scores.
Gives the updates.
And the points. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Coach Bupp, and she's going to enlighten us with the swim team right after this Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Winter's here, and what helps warm you up better than a big old pot of chili?
Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your family's favorite recipe. All kinds of seasonings, beans, tomato soup and tomato juice, fresh and canned tomatoes, onions, peppers, crackers, shredded cheese, and of course the ground chuck. Get everything you need to help warm up your family with a big pot of chili at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 begins an interesting business year. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe you've undergone the loss of internal critical personnel, a trusted banker, or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action on how to navigate these challenges in your business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
On Monday, the Fort Recovery swim teams participated in a tri-meet with teams from New Bremen and St. Henry. In both boys and girls, New Bremen finished first, Fort Recovery second, and St. Henry third. Top finisher for the boys team was Sage Wendell, finishing first in the 200 free and also in the 500 free, setting a new school record with a time of 5 minutes, 51.06 seconds. For the girls, Tegan Fortkamp won the 100 fly and the 100 backstroke. Joelle Kalp won the 50 free, and Audra Bupp won the 100 breaststroke. And in diving, Melissa Laux won the 1 meter diving. Again, in the tri-meet on Monday, the girls and boys teams finished second, winning several of the events. The Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library the week of Monday, January 10th through Saturday, January 15th during normal library hours. Here's your chance to get a bargain on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. Be sure to stop by and check out the bargains anytime during the week of January 10th through 15th at your library during their used book sale. Head up to your library to find some treasures January 10th through 15th during normal library hours.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Head Stinger. Swim coach. Yeah, Stinger sounding
Stinger
good.
Stinger sounding good.
Always sounds good, don't it?
That's Chuck.
Chuck.
He does stuff like
He's
that.
Unbelievable.
Yes, he kind of is.
Mindy Bupp has been a Fort Recovery swim coach for this is year nine.
Number nine.
Yeah, I think so.
That's pretty impressive, ain't it?
It's kind of like, she's almost kind of like the Buckeyes. You got a great coaching staff. Yep. And each year you lose all them seniors, you think, oh, we're going to be devastated next year. And she just reloads.
It's unbelievable.
And away we go. Right back at them.
Maybe not quite that well, but.
Pretty good. Pretty close.
Well, you don't get to technically recruit from all over the country.
No.
But you do go into the elementary and junior high and encourage those kids to be.
That's right.
To be good. So that's great.
Coach, on Saturday night, we honored the state teams from last year.
Right.
And, and you had a swim team that was honored, yes. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
I think they all made it back, didn't they?
Yes, they did. The Athletic Boosters does that. I think that's really neat and something
too.
The girls really enjoy.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty neat bringing them out there.
For a lot of people I always try to put it, I don't know if everybody knows this, but every time I talk about state, I'm always like, the Division II state swim meet. I mean, because we are actually competing at a level that is very hard for us to get to state in, because there are just so many schools at that Division II and all these schools around Columbus and Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Yeah, sure. That noticeably larger.
That Division II is way larger than what we would normally be at, like a Division IV.
Sure.
So.
Would you say high school swim is gaining in notoriety from 9 years ago?
I think it is. I feel like the competition in this area is getting stronger. And I, you know, like I've been seeing, you know, the high school records that we break, but I'm seeing all the other schools, like we've become more competitive, but I also think some of the other schools have, and I think it does. I think, but I also think it's like any other sport. It kind of has waves where, and I don't know if it's the classes or, you know, the sizes of your classes small and classes things like that too. So that kind of affects it as well.
When we we'll talk about the kids and the season and all that stuff. We're sitting at the scores table Friday night, right? I might have been Thursday night at the girls' game. And Sage Wendell walks in. And here's a kid who has absolutely completely changed his body.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And it's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. And hats off to that kid for doing what he did, because what he's done is amazing.
It's hard work, and then it's growth too.
Hats
you know,
off
he,
to grow, you.
He grows and he gets stronger, and then he's swimming great this year.
What a perfect! Oh, what a perfect! You can use that. I mean, you can use him for so many different for kids that say, "Look, here's Sage," and now look at that, and that's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, and I always tell the kids, you know, I would love for you to swim just because you want to swim and swim's your thing. But you also can swim, and you can see so many improvements in your body and in how you do in your other sports and how you feel about yourself overall. I mean, some of these kids, they just know how they started at the beginning of the season and how they have progressed. You can see the improvement week by week and day by day. So it's something that they are proud of themselves after every single practice that they've accomplished something.
You've had some great. I mean, when you talk about that, I mean, you've had some football players, some big kids come in there and swim, and it can't do anything but help them. I mean, it has to make them better.
It does. It gives them a little bit more aerobic ability and some things too, where they can get last longer.
When I remember the first time that me and you went to a swim meet, and Paige Fortkamp was like one of that I remember, and I could not believe her upper body. Her shoulders.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, almost freakish how she was built.
Athlete. You can do that.
A lot of the girls that have swam as they were growing and through those years, their shoulders definitely get larger. And even if they didn't go through that growth spurt during that time, they still get larger shoulders. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think some of the girls, I think they worry about. They're like, ooh, like we don't want to be super big or whatever. Yeah. But I think and then when you get a little older, it will subside a little bit. But I think that when you can tell a swimmer when they walk in, you know.
So let's take a look at this year's team, and let's start with the boys' side of it. We see a lot of success from some of the kids. The team wise, they've had some good meets, but they've also numbers wise.
We struggle just because we have three.
Yeah,
and if you don't have four, you can't do relays. And if you can't do relays, that's where a lot of the points are. When you're talking about going up against one other team or two other teams, if you can't field three of the three relays, you know it's really hard to come out ahead at the end of the meet. So, we really, really tried to get that fourth swimmer this year, and it just didn't work for us. Mm. Yeah.
Did you lose somebody?
Yes. Who did we lose?
Lefevre kid swimming?
No, Isaac Lefevre. Alex Heiser decided not to come back this year. I'm not sure with everything he has going on with work and things like that. He just decided that he needed to concentrate on that. But so when we lost him, that hurt. He was a good diver for us, too. Yeah. So, but we're hopeful next year. I think we're looking into the future that maybe we'll have a couple guys come in and be able to maybe field a relay next year. So I think that'll help a lot.
Good. So you guys, how many matches have you had meets?
I think we've had maybe
Are you
six.
Halfway through your season?
We've probably had about six.
Yeah.
So, and the boys side though, with the three boys I have, they're great. You know, like I said, Sage, he's been breaking high school records and having a great season. And then I've got senior Isaac Kanapke, who's a great kid and works so hard. Mm-hmm. He's struggling a little bit right now with a back injury, but I'm hoping he can come back and do really well in the breaststroke for us by the end of the season. And then Isaac Lefevre, he's one that'll swim anything I want him to swim anytime. He's just an easygoing kid. And
don't matter.
He's one of those that's involved in everything, but he's there and trying to do his best every time he is. So,
Well, I think that you talk about numbers, and you got young kids right now, right? Isaac's a senior?
Isaac Kanapke is the senior.
And then you got Sage's sophomore?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we get some more kids in there and these kids keep working. Hell, you never know what'll happen next year.
Yeah. And it's been really funny to watch Sage. You were talking about, you know, the way his body's changed, but even his attitude towards swim. I think his freshman year is like, whatever, I'll swim. It's fine. And then now this year, about the first week or two, I put him in the lane with Teague and I put him next to each other and I raced him. And Sage went out and just barely beat Teagan in a 50.
Yeah.
And that was it. He was in her lane the whole rest of the time, and he's been working so hard ever since because it's this little competition now that they've got going. And, I think that was the spark that kind of he realized, hey, I might actually be good at this, and I'm going to see what happens. Yeah.
So how far, like right now, if they would race, who would win? Has he developed at, you know, since...
She might beat him in the 50 free.
Really?
But like 100 fly and some of those, like 100 free would be pretty close. Like he can win. So he's winning some of those. At 500, he's faster than her. Yeah, he's depends on the event. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's getting to the point. I'm not so sure pretty shortly he won't be faster than her than everything.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Which is good.
That is good.
Absolutely. So the girls' side.
Girls' side, I have senior Melissa Laux. She's my only senior this year. And she's always been one that, you know, fills in relays and does a lot of stuff for me. And this year, she's like, I'll go out and try to dive because I didn't have any divers. So she and Abby Kanapke said they would dive, and Abby came over from basketball. She decided she didn't, you know, wasn't going to do basketball this year. And so those two decided to dive, and they just competed in their first 11 dive meet over at Jay County. They made it through, which is a big accomplishment for their first year of diving, just to get 11 dives in. It's been really exciting to watch them dive. And
so is Jill still helping them?
Yes.
Is she good?
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Jill Andrews is our dive coach. She does a great job, and she's, you know, definitely one of those that's has so many things going on, but the fact that she's taking time out to be a volunteer dive coach is awesome.
Absolutely does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it looks like your daughter, Teagan, Calpe, Joelle, you got a lot of good young swimmers.
Yeah, they are very strong.
Yeah.
So, and it for us on the relays, it's finding that fourth person, that fourth key person. Right now, Melissa's doing well for us. And then actually, you know, I've got Allison Kanapke coming up, who's a sophomore, and Paige Guggenbiller joined the team this year as a sophomore, and she is actually doing very well.
Doing good?
And if you look at her, she's built like a swimmer.
Yeah.
You know, she's 5'10 and has wide shoulders, and she's been doing very well. So.
And I just was, when you're talking about Sage, I think he set a school record, didn't he?
Yeah, he set a school record again. That he has that record already, and then he set it again on Monday.
So he's a sophomore. He'll set it again
20 more times. He will be breaking his own record now for the next 2.5 years.
That's going to make everybody
set the bar high.
Absolutely. So
you guys had a huge meet here at Jay County on Saturday, 12th tamer.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's nice. I like going over there. They always have run a very good meet. It's an 8-lane pool. Great facility. To go over there and be able to swim and have that competition at that level, and only be 20 minutes away is really tremendous.
That's awesome.
I talked to a certain parent of one of the kids who was uptown eating breakfast Saturday morning, and he was walking out, and he said, I said, where are you heading? He said, I'm going to go lose 20 pounds.
And, in the sauna.
And that was the mayor.
God in love the sauna. Mayor.
Yeah, I always say if it gets super cold out, you know, come on over to a swim meet, and you'll feel like you're in Florida.
Absolutely.
And you won't have to travel quite so far.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when you play a 12-teamer like that, and you're going against, I mean, Jay County, there's really good swim teams there. And Delta, was Delta there again or not?
No, Delta wasn't. But you've got Oak Hill and Jay County and New Bremen and Coldwater. They were all there. So.
How's Teagan do, or your daughter?
Teagan, did she come in? Is it on there? Did she come in first in the 100 free?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. First in the 100 free stroke, second in 200.
Yeah. Yes. I knew she had two of them on the Saturday.
So she does very well. So I looked at her to
first and, hopefully do well. Out of 12 teams.
Now Teagan is junior? Sophomore.
Sophomore.
She's a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Audra's a...
Junior.
Okay.
Junior. So.
Audra's a junior.
And she's your baby, right?
She is.
Holy.
I know.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Your husband's old. You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's very old.
He looks old.
He does look old. Yeah. Yeah. Tell you what, let's take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We're coming right back. We're going to talk more swim with Coach Bupp right after this. Sports Talk presented by
the Main Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry. Ferris, experience suspension.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 15th from 4 to 7:30. Stop out at the Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. There'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $10 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportman Club on Saturday, January 15th from 4 to 7:30.
Hi, my name is Ava Shane.
I'm Sophie Pearson.
And I'm Ella Shane.
And we are the Fort Recovery Girls Softball Team, and we're having our annual pulled pork fundraiser.
The tickets are just $8 each, and you can get one of Wendell's Barbecue famous pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 13th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners available on March 13th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
Bye.
Bye.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Up and Mr. Feely, big Fee over there.
Yep.
We are talking Indian swim, and let's meet the team, Coach, and let's talk a little bit about the kids, and
sure.
and let's go over the lineup you got there. Go ahead.
Okay. On the girls' side, I think we talked about a little bit about Melissa Laux is my only senior on the girls' side, and she's
my neighbor.
Yes.
Okay, that's her.
Yes. She's always been kind of a sprint freestyler for me, but like I said, this year she decided to go out and dive, and has had no fear and done a great job, and I think she'll do very well for us. She's been earning a lot of points. She came in first place the other day. I'm really
diving?
Excited for her. And in our dual meet, so yeah. She beat the St. Henry diver, which we were
good for her.
Congrats, excited kid. About. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Junior-wise, I've got Audra. Obviously, yeah. She swims breaststroke for us and the 200 IM, and she can swim about anything, but I think the breaststroke's probably her favorite.
She having fun?
Yeah, well, I think as much fun as you can have when your mom's the coach. Is
kind of forgot about that.
Yeah,
she's got to kind of toe the line, and she's kind of, I don't know. But
you don't give her favoritism?
I'm probably, that's just mean. I'm probably the worst.
Opposite.
That's how it
most
goes.
Coaches are that way.
Yeah, so she doesn't get too much of a break. But And then Abby Kanapke joined the team. She's my other junior, and she's done the diving as well. And I don't know what the Kanapkes do when they raise their children, but they just work so hard. They commit to something, and they're 100% in, and they work so hard.
Yeah,
and all awesome. The Kanapkes are that way, and they're all three of them are swimming, and it's been or three of the four, well, three of the five. So, mm-hmm. and they've been great. My sophomores, Tegan, we've talked about Tegan, and just what a phenomenal athlete and swimmer she is. And she, you know, she went to state last year, and she'll hopefully will see what we can do this year. And then Paige Guggenbiller joined the team as a sophomore, and she's done great. She's been doing breaststroke and freestyle for us, and for her to come in her sophomore year and go in and swim and be actually placing in these dual meets, and she's actually gotten, I think, first place and second place in some of these dual meets for us, so she's doing a really good job. Allison Kanapke's returning, and she's kind of my 500 swimmer. 200 IM swimmer. She swims everything that nobody else wants
to swim.
I'm like, who wants to swim? She's like, I'll do it. I'm like, yes. So, you know, points to her for doing the things that nobody else wants to do. And then my freshman, Joelle Kaup, we talked about her coming in this year, and she's been swimming for a long time, you know, and doing the club over at Jay County. And so she's coming in and swimming backstroke and some of the, a little bit of the distance, too. I keep throwing her in some of that, too, just because I know she does cross country and track, and I feel like she's got the endurance to be able to do
it.
And then Nevaeh Leonard's kind of rounds out my freshman, and she swims. I make her swim butterfly all the time. I think one time, like last meet, I didn't put her in the 100 fly, and she was like, yes! She was like, one. But I mean, I feel like that's, she knows that's what she's, you know, strongest in. And so, but I get them in a rut, and I feel like I need to kind of let them try a few, new things. But I've got a great group of girls. They're all super nice and willing to do whatever I want and are really hard workers. So,
how about your staff, Mindy? Who you got helping this year?
Well, I've got Jill diving that we talked about, and she does a great job. And then right now I've just been having Ava come in. Like, she was done at the very beginning of the summer, and she doesn't go back till the end of January. So we've got her as a volunteer coach this year.
Good.
She's been helping and trying to, you know, help some of the girls that are kind of starting out more and try to get them up to speed. So
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
When you look at those the kids that you just said, how many of them were eels?
I think all of them at one point or another, maybe except for Melissa. I think Paige Guggenbiller swam for a while, and I think everybody, Abby Kanapke probably did for a year or two back when she was really young.
Yeah.
So I think at some point or other, I think they all have it maybe.
I've been an eel.
You know, for the month in June. Yeah.
Good.
So how does that work? So what's the age for eels?
5 or 6 years old to 18.
Yeah. And and do you get high school kids that swim in eel but don't swim high school?
There are a few. Actually,
maybe some basketball players.
Yeah, like Sage Luthold will swim some in the summer with Autumn, and then like Autumn, I'm hoping she's I think in eighth grade, so I'm hoping she'll come up and maybe join the team next year. But yeah, Sage has been swimming, and last year I'm not so sure when Paige quit swimming eels, but like. Sometimes they'll kind of come in and out and do the eels and then decide to do high school later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you pretty much in charge of that, too?
Yeah, the eels. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Do it all.
Can't beat it.
Yeah.
We do it all. Are you a volunteer?
For?
Are you a paid Fort Recovery swim coach?
I'm a paid Fort Recovery swim coach for the high school, yes.
Now, you should not be that way, right?
I've been paid ever since I was a coach.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when it became, when it went from club to an actual high school sport, then they actually.
It's like $10,000, $20,000 a year?
Absolutely.
That's it.
That's about it.
$10 or $12 a week is probably a little closer to it.
A little closer.
You still have to drive the kids to your practices all over yet? Or you go to South Adams now?
We go to South Adams a good portion of the time, and then we've actually been going to the Greenville YMCA.
Oh, yeah.
About once a week now. So, yeah, they sometimes can get us in a little earlier so that we're not, you know, swimming from 7 to 9 p.m. They'll get us in at 4:30 and we'll be done at 6.
You ever give them days off?
Yes, I do. A lot of times, Wednesdays, depending on what's going on, and then Fridays, but then we'll go Saturday. We've been doing like a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday schedule to try to give them a couple days off during the week when it's a lot to go have school all day, then go drive back and forth. So I kind of felt like, and the kids kind of like that Saturday morning. It's not super early. It's like 10 in the morning. Yeah. So they're not, it doesn't ruin their whole day, but they can. You know, that kind of thing. So, and we've tried to get away from this super early mornings more than just here or there when we need to fill in for something. I know the kids think they like it, but when it actually happens, they're not so sold on it. It sounds good in theory to have the evening off, but it doesn't really sound that great at
when you get
5 in the morning.
5 in the morning, yeah.
When you look at, like, your competition in mm-hmm. this area, who's really good this year?
New Bremen is strong as a team. They've got a lot of good girls swimmers. And then Coldwater has a good girls team. I think the Coldwater boys team is small. They're like me. They have maybe one or two swimmers. Same with kind of St. Henry, the same with the boy. Like, certain boys teams are large, like Versailles and like Minster. Minster's got a strong boys team.
Yeah.
But she has a really small girls team.
Yeah.
So it's very strange how some areas, like the girls' team's really big, and then some of the teams, the boys' team's really big. Yeah. So I don't know what the pull is or how that works.
What the heck it is.
Yeah.
Hmm. So you find yourself, as this is about your ninth year of coaching, when you look at this, the kids, and you've had a kid. Have you had a kid the whole time?
My first year I coached, I did not.
You did not have a kid.
Right.
So when you look at as you yourself, And the kids' work ethic, is it like, are they dedicated? I mean, these kids dedicated, like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like I said, for them to drive somewhere, swim, and then drive back, there's definitely got to be a dedication level there.
Yeah,
it's more than just, you know, show up and get in the pool. So it does take a lot. And you know, the kids say that it's a hard. Yeah, I think they tell everybody it's such a hard thing, and I think it starts to intimidate everybody. But like I said, I think when they get done with their practice, they realize how hard it was, and I think they're proud of themselves.
Sure.
So I think they're going around. Part of it's kind of like, hey, mm-hmm. you know, we just swam 4,000 yards today, and I think all the mm-hmm. other kids are like, ugh! And I think that, but I think they're proud of that, and I think that they like the fact that they were able to do that.
So. You can see that, the swag in the Sage Wendell.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think the way he carries himself, he's like, mm-hmm. and hats off to that kid.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I just think that's really cool what he's done to himself and for himself, really.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly.
You know,
he's a pretty neat kid to start with.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you build him into an athletic body.
Damn right.
The couple of weeks ago, he was before the girls' game was starting, he was there. Might even been between games, but there's several girls that were several high school girls that were in there, and they have a big poster back in the back end of the student section at the basketball game, and they were up there looking, and I said, Sage, all they're doing is getting a good look at your body.
There you go.
And they all just grinned.
Absolutely.
And he, you know, like you said, He's
solid,
made a
yeah.
big, strong body.
So let's go over the rest of your schedule, what you got left, Coach. And
sure.
I know you've had a couple big ones. You had a big one in Lima, I think, a while back. And
yeah.
What do you got left?
Well, we've got we'll go up against Delta next week. And then we'll have what we consider a couple home meets ourselves over in South Adams. And then we've got the MAC meet coming up on Saturday, January 29th. So that will be at Jay County.
That's a big one, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's a nice one. If anyone wants to come out and watch, it's an easy one. It's 20 minutes away. Like I said, you get a little warmth and fake sunshine
here
at the pool.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday, the 12th, we go to Ayersville for our sectional. And mm-hmm. then the following week, we would do districts. And then we'll see what happens on the potential for state. So.
So when is the state, since I'm assuming that several of us will go? probably the week after that.
Yeah, it's usually on that Thursday and Friday, but I don't know if anything's totally solidified
for sure.
at this point with everything that's going on.
No, is that where your sectionals are? Where? Ayersville?
Ayersville.
And then the next step is BG? Or
mm-hmm.
where? Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
And then the state is in like Akron or something? Or
Canton.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay.
Right. Yep.
Well, kid, we do nothing but wish you the best.
Absolutely.
We love when you take the time out, short notice, to come up and talk about the kids and the student athletes. And
Pretty awesome.
And it is. And if you never get a chance, if you ever get a chance to get over there and watch a swim meet.
It's fun.
It's worth it. Absolutely yeah, it fun. Is.
Yeah, and especially in the winter, you get to go to the sauna.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
That's right. And it is fun because it's a lot like, you know, Fee, you talked about like when you go to like a cross country meet or something and when kids come around and they're cheering.
Yeah.
It really is cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with swim. You know, when you get down to that last...
It's loud in there.
Whatever, oh, it yeah. is,
they
man.
Get excited.
Yeah, everyone goes crazy.
They get go excited. Crazy. Yeah. And it is a lot of fun. So thanks for coming up, Coach. And
good luck.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Safe trip there. You're doing a little ski trip. And
Thank you.
Well, that'll be fun. Have I'm fun. Sure the families Absolutely. Will enjoy that. And then we'll come right back. We'll talk sports talk. We're going to talk Indian basketball right after this. Sports Talk presented by Neil. Who are we presented by?
The Wayne Street Market.
Perfect.
Yes, we are.
Not as exciting as the way Harold says it, but...
He's pretty good at it.
Yes, mm-hmm. he is.
Yeah.
Back in a minute.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kids' birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring an all-you-can-eat chili supper on Friday night, January 21st. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with St. Henry. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids 5 and under are free. All proceeds benefit the FREA Scholarship Fund. Get to the St. Henry boys' basketball game early on January 21st and enjoy the FREA Chili Supper with all the fixins, serving from 4:30 to 6:30. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Lady Flyers from Marion Local in an MAC game. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast with Rob Weaver, and it will also be available on the NFHS Network. On Friday, the boys will travel to Marion Local, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live. The NFHS video will be available for that game. Due to a cancellation on Saturday, the Lady Indians will now take on the South Adams Starfires at the Forsyth Fieldhouse with both JV and varsity games, with the JV game starting at noon. Make plans now to get to these games, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Back here Wednesday night. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. My partner's getting a Mountain Dew.
Or maybe a Pepsi.
Or a Pepsi. You never know.
Yep.
Rock stepped up to the plate. What's going on, buddy?
Whoops, I got his microphone off. Okay, there you go.
How you doing, big guy?
Pretty good, pretty good. Somebody crapped on your shirt.
I'm used to that.
That's Notre Dame.
We didn't do too well in the bowl game.
No, not too good.
But was,
had a good first half.
At least it was a blowout, at least.
No, you were blowing them out until you left back in the game.
Yeah,
that was bad. That was bad. Now, the Buckeyes, on the other hand, had a pretty good game. It was kind of fun. kind of fun to watch.
National championship game, which I think most people around here forgot, apparently.
Yeah, I don't think our TV ratings could have been too big.
No.
Bobby said he didn't see one play.
Who cares? So, does anybody even...
Go I'm glad dogs. Georgia won.
Go Dogs. Yeah, I do like them. I was glad to see Georgia win.
I'd seen a guy had Ohio State ranked second preseason.
Second already?
Yep.
Who's first, Georgia or Alabama?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Ohio State 2, Georgia 3.
Georgia 3.
Michigan 4.
Mm.
For next year already?
Yep.
Wow, that's
cool. Even with Howardball going to the pros?
That was one of the big things. Is he going to go to the pros?
Will he go?
That is one of my... I have a Ask Fee segment coming up.
All right.
5 questions with my cohort.
Absolutely.
Who sponsors this little gimmick?
Sponsor?
Hmm.
Yeah, who is it?
You.
Okay, okay.
Rocker.
How about the Indians?
What'd you think, Fee?
Kind of what I thought we'd see on Friday night. But Saturday, that was a good game. 3 quarters. That's a pretty good team.
Yeah, very good team. They did a great job of shutting down Petey.
Yep.
I thought early.
Petey's brother.
Owen, I mean. Yeah.
Yep. I call him Petey all the time. Yeah. Why not?
I...
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years
Not sure of what happened there.
We're back.
Not supposed to happen.
We're back.
Are we back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We never went anywhere, did we?
We didn't go anywhere.
No.
I played good the first half, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the polar opposite of last year.
Yeah.
Last year, it was like 88 to whatever it was. 70 to...
I would almost guess that last year they had a big game on Friday night in their league, and they probably didn't scout anything on us and probably didn't really care. Because Owen came out and hit, first 5 threes or something. It was incredible how hot he was. And actually, everybody. And we talked about this. That may have been one of the best high school basketball games I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, it was action-packed. But this year, I mean, they got a lot of pieces to their puzzle back, and they're pretty good.
You said it exactly right. They have a nice ball club over there.
They do.
And when you look at our team, could we beat that team? And I think the question is, yes, we could beat that team.
Oh, I think so. I think we're going to have to play
a
pretty dang good game to beat them.
I don't think we anticipated them absolutely denying Owen the ball.
Yeah.
I think if we can anticipate that, we can set up a ton of screens to.
Yeah, and
help we him tried. Out. We screened.
We were trying to do anything, but we just couldn't get him open.
No, we could not.
I didn't realize how good that Plyman kid is. I mean, I knew they were pretty good, and the big kid is strong underneath. But I didn't realize how quick that other kid is. Yeah. He's a track athlete, and he chased him everywhere.
Yeah,
Owen gave it everything he had. He just couldn't get open.
They went through a overtime game the night before, and I know he was gonna, after I saw him chasing him, I decided he was gonna just die in the middle of the third quarter, and he chased him four full quarters.
No problem.
I would have never thought that could happen.
I didn't either.
Because that's and I think it seemed to me like Owen was doing running just to try to wear him out, not really going anywhere, just running to keep that guy chasing him around, and the guy never wore out. I was very surprised.
And he Logan guarded him, and he was a step faster than Logan too. Logan's fairly quick for a big kid.
Oh yeah,
but that kid's really quick.
I thought Logan had a good weekend. I thought
he did. I thought so too. I thought so too.
He was
We keep talking about it. He's getting better. Each he's one of them. Hopefully, by the end, he could be pretty darn good.
I agree with you.
And he's one of them. In that type of game, they put that smaller kid on him.
Yeah.
And he probably missed 3 or 4 bunnies that he makes them. We got a new ball game.
And I think if you look at that game, we had a stretch in that second quarter where we missed 4 point blankers.
Yep.
Yep.
And when you play a good team,
that can't happen.
You can't do that. You cannot have that scoring drought.
Yeah.
And instead of being up by 5 at the end of, at half, you're down 2.
Yeah. And you'd said when we were talking there in the first half that they pretty much said Owen and Kale are not beating us.
Yeah.
We're going to put our best defenders out there, and we're going to guard the crap out of them. Now, the other three guys can put it to us.
Yeah, we're going to see more of that, especially as good as Kale and as good as Owen is.
Yeah.
They're going to say, we got to guard these two now when Ken Patchy, Ken Landon, Logan
get in there now.
Yeah.
And whoever else, Troy, if he comes in.
Yeah. And I thought Troy gave us some good minutes off the bench. I like them moving him back down to JV's. Play him till his legs fall off.
I agree. I think you got to get him. He's just going to get better and better.
Yeah.
You know, and he's very good at taking the ball to hole right now. And the whole key is to finish. And that, you know, the more you do it down there at JV and you start doing it all the time, it's going to come natural. You're going to do it right on the varsity.
I could not agree with that more. I think that you know, if you look at potential-wise, yeah, dang it, boys. We got some good young kids here. We do. But we also got a team here this year that can beat anybody.
I think so, too.
And it'll be
we're going to put – I mean, they definitely – they put a lot of matchups. They're going to have tough – they're tough to guard, but we are, too. I mean, we have some interesting matchups to try to stop.
Yep. So a new segment on Sports Talk is five questions for the big fee.
All right.
And this is
good luck to you.
Good luck, fee. Question number one on the five questions.
Can I give him a hint? It's George Washington.
George Washington Carver.
Carver. Carver got you part of the answer. Sorry.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Harold Feeley, question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday? At 8 o'clock, will the Cincinnati Bengals have won their first playoff game since the invention of the text message?
They are taking on the Las Vegas Raiders at Cincy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they get their first.
Fee says Bengals win.
I do. It hurts a little bit.
I agree.
Hurts to say it.
I also agree.
I think they're going to win.
I think the Bengals win.
I think they're finally at least getting past that schneid.
Yes. They got to keep that big boy.
Yep.
Out of the backfield, but if they do,
absolutely.
I think Burrow. And Burrow is he gets rid of the ball so fast. I think they'll be all right.
One thing that they don't want to see happen is that thing go into the fourth quarter and it's a close
game. And it's tight. Yep.
Because then
you never know.
No, that's exactly right. So Fee says Bengals win.
I do.
Question two of the five. Baker Mayfield, starting quarterback for the Browns in 2022.
I say absolutely he's our quarterback. I don't see how. I don't think they want to go through this, start it over again. The only way I would see, unless they possibly would go get a veteran, but I'm thinking we're going to stick with Bake and see what happens.
Baker Mayfield, Fee says, will be.
What's your thoughts, Bubba?
My thought is I'm with Fee on this. I think that they are gonna let him play it out. I think they're gonna see how he does. They're not gonna give him a contract extension, and
I think he's gonna play for money.
Yeah.
Next year.
Now what?
He has a great year. I mean,
he has 1 year left.
Yeah. So, you know, he was the next awesome quarterback, and to me, I thought he was. I don't watch a whole bunch of professional football, but I've heard several people say if he had a decent line, there wouldn't be a question. Now, I don't know about that because I don't watch it.
We had one of the best lines.
We got one
of the best lines around.
So if Joe Burrow had his line, then he'd never miss a pass.
Well, that's true. Bengals offensive lines. But it's better.
It's better. It definitely is better.
Dang, so these are nice. I can really see out of these. What number are these?
Those are probably one. I think most of them are 1.5. They cost a dollar at the Dollar Tree.
The Dollar Tree.
That's the best I've ever seen.
Steal them, babies.
I can see every hair coming out of your nose.
Ooh, you better get a different pair of glasses.
You don't want to see that much.
Why hasn't Baker Mayfield performed like everybody thought he would?
I think he's hurt.
Well, I think so, too. I think that stupid tackle he made in that first freaking game was so stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hurts his shoulder right out of the gate.
Trying to do too much.
You know, he threw an interception, thought he'd go down there and try to tackle the guy, and he got killed doing it. And ends up now, he can't throw half his passes.
No.
I don't know what it is, but every pass is behind.
And his zip is not on the ball.
It just ain't got the zip, I think, too. And I think that would surely make you feel like it would be hurt.
Is that a rotator cuff thing?
Yeah, it's a labrum or something. It's a shoulder.
So if it's something that's physical, there's a really good chance
he's going in surgery within a week.
8 months that he's going to be okay.
Should be back to normal. Yeah.
Well, let's do that.
I don't know.
And tell him he's not ever allowed to.
But also, I question our coach, our head coach, on some of the decisions this year. You know, if the guy is struggling and his throws are behind. Maybe it's time to let Case Keenum, you know, hey, go get fixed, Baker.
Yeah, hindsight is.
You know, now you look at it because now all the fans are down on him. And it's like, well, if he was hurting, that's a problem.
Yep.
Get off his back.
I'm with you. That's good. Okay, Fee, next question. Question number three.
Three.
Out of five.
Five.
Fort Recovery at Marion on Friday night. The Indians come out on top. Yes or no?
Mm.
At Marion, that's a toughie.
At Marion, local. I think it'll be a war. I think it'll be a great game. I have a bad feeling that we may be a little short.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just because of the over there and their atmosphere. It's going to be tough.
It is.
Do you think the winner will have 40 points?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think we win Friday night. I'm calling an upset special.
I like it. I like it.
I think we're going to get them. I think we're going to go over there. I think Cale Ramel's going to have a big game.
What I've seen a bunch of times.
Logan can guard that big Kanapke kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
And I think the Indians pull out a W.
What I keep seeing, it seems
might
like,
be big.
Is that teams that have good outside shooters, we seem to come out in the zone, and they seem to get about 6 3-pointers before we know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not do that. But I like our chances if we can not have them make 1,000 6 3-pointers.
That'd be
Bubba. Bubba doesn't care for my answer.
No, something happened over here, Rocker.
Oh,
somebody stepped on a duck.
Explosion.
That duck about ready to die.
Oh boy,
stinky about duck. Ready to
stinky duck.
Or question four. By the way, tonight is 6 questions.
Oh,
ooh, we got.
We
six.
Added a question.
Oh,
ooh. That's big.
So it was asked. It's 5 questions for the fee. It is 6 tonight.
Tonight we're going, awesome. We're going overtime.
Yeah. Well, question four.
Out of six.
Exactly. There's 6 tonight. 6 tonight. 5.
We're in overtime.
It's 5 questions.
We get a bonus question.
We're going bonus. Question.
This is awesome.
This is big.
I think it is too. This is round. Number 4.
Number 4.
Ready?
Yes.
Fort Recovery plays a baseball game in the new baseball field this year.
I think as much as we want to, I've been talking to the mayor.
And?
He's not leaning too good on it. I would say we do not play a game.
So we will open up the baseball stadium in 2023.
I think 2023 is going
to
be an opening.
We'll play a game, and they will figure out some way to do concession stands. And
no, I think you can't
bathrooms.
Do that, can you? I think you got to have the whole thing.
You got to have the whole
and
thing.
Have the big.
I agree. Opening. You got to have grand opening.
I like really. The fact that we'll go play a game there just because.
I can't wait. I drive by.
I know it's awesome.
Yep. I love it.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to defend the fort. I like it.
You and Calpy will be sitting outside calling the game.
Perfect.
But it'll be late in the season, so it'll be 55 with a 10-mile-an-hour wind.
Of the season for nothing.
Zombies.
Very good.
I'm thinking 1969.
Rocker, what question is next?
Question number 5.
How many questions are there tonight?
One more.
But what's the segment called?
5 questions.
Bingo.
But
there's 6 tonight.
Well, we're 6 tonight.
Buckeye basketball. Sweet 16.
Ooh. I like our coach and I like our team. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We've got the stud that can get us there. EJ will get us there. That's all stuff they always have. You got to have that stud. You got to have a good coach.
The Branham kid is really coming on.
He's coming on.
We have our second score.
I like it. I think so.
Don't I'm predicting Elite Eight.
Ooh. Going one step farther.
I like our team.
I like it.
I do too.
It's big. I like them a lot.
We'll vote for that.
Terrible.
What question?
This is the final question.
Overtime.
It is overtime because it is five questions for Fee.
Five for Fee turns tonight into six.
The sixth question is for the panel.
Oh. The panel.
We've been all chiming in anyway, so.
Yep.
Saturday, the community club has their fish fry.
Ooh.
The Sportsman's Club.
Who's going to eat the most fish?
Yep.
Who will eat the most fish? No, that is not the question.
I thought it was.
Are you attending Harold Feely?
Absolutely. I will be there.
Rocker Bonneville.
Yes.
McNeil.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, here too.
I think
looking forward.
Three of the four of us are on the cleanup.
Yeah, I am.
We're cleanup. I'm cleanup.
Cleanup. Cleanup. Everybody in your where? Cleanup.
Cleanup.
Everybody.
Is it okay if Rocker has a question?
Yeah. Rocker, question
then it would
seven.
Be seven questions.
Yeah, do we have to answer it?
Can we do it?
Well,
can we just ignore your question?
Is this part of the game? The segment, or is this on your own?
This is kind of hopefully on my own, I guess.
Okay.
Fire away.
Fire away.
Okay.
Rapping with Rocker.
Crocker's Rock.
Crock and Rock.
Can anybody? I mean, and
somebody can, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was a great question.
Anything?
I appreciate it.
That was good.
Settle down.
Yep. On to. Whatever's
on
next.
On to the other question.
On to the girls' basketball.
Andale!
What do you got?
Oh. Can someone explain to me in a short way how box out in basketball works?
I can explain it to you,
but
not in a short way.
Button and nut.
Oh, that's very
that's
short.
Always
yep.
been the
that's thing. How we were taught.
Button and nut.
Button and nut.
Take your butt, stick it in the nut.
Back up.
Back him up.
Back him up. Butt, nut, and back him up.
Back him up.
Okay. Okay.
I could have explained it, but it'd be another 5 or 10 minutes. So
That's how Coach Al.
No.
Yeah. Coach Al.
We kind of backed him up for about an hour and 20 minutes, so we're about on schedule now, ain't we?
No, we got more to talk about. I got some other things to bring
up. Okay, we got more.
Are we done with the game, or are we still...
No.
Nope.
Yeah, we're done with the game.
Yeah, we're done with the five questions.
Five questions over.
End up being seven.
You know what we ought to do? We got to start pick 'em.
Pick 'em?
Like Mac. Every Mac game, we'll pick 'em.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's,
we'll start having a tote board. Who's ad?
Yeah, we usually do that on the broadcast.
We're doing it right now. That.
Yeah, that's
you
a good
time?
Idea.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't have the schedule though.
Pick 'em. I know them all.
Okay.
We got all the time in the world.
Fort Marion.
Do you want to do that now, or you want to take a break while you sort it?
No, I don't care.
Okay, well, whichever you want to
do. St. Henry Versailles.
Ooh.
Parkway Delphus.
Ooh. I need to know the ads.
Huh?
I need to know who's at.
I'll figure that out.
Okay.
We'll get her.
Minster Coldwater. And that leaves us with New Bremen. No, New Bremen's got Coldwater. So that means Minster has Marion, say, Knoxville.
Knoxville?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Am I talking loud?
Loud.
Well, how do you know? You don't have your earphones on.
That's probably why I'm
talking. You're talking loud, but you're far enough away from the microphone.
All right. Here we go. Here we got. Pick your winners this week.
Pick your winners.
I always go with Fort Recovery.
Okay. I like it.
We're playing
Fort Recovery at Marion.
Yep. At Marion.
Rocker?
Do we pick the score? Or
no, just...
Who's winning?
Pick a winner.
For recovery.
Okay, Rocker. Fee took Marion.
I'm going with the Flyers.
Neil?
I'm Fort Recovery.
I'm Fort Recovery in an upset. St. Henry at Versailles.
At Versailles.
No, Versailles at St. Henry.
Ooh, that's a big difference.
At that's huge. It's at St. Henry just always means a win for St. Henry.
St. Henry, Neil.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Rocker.
I agree.
Fee.
I'm going to go with the boys on that one. St. Henry.
Me too. Now, Versailles has got to be a 5-point favorite.
Yes. And
we all took St. Henry because we know how much.
If it was at Versailles, I'd say Versailles by 20.
We know what that atmosphere is.
So we got the whole
like.
Squad on that one.
Yep.
Parkway, Delphus. Good game.
Yes.
At the Vatican.
I go with Delphus.
Delphus. Fee.
I'm going with the Jays.
Jays. Spencey.
Nobody ever wins at Delphus until the last couple of years. And not to do with this game, but Melton has never lost a game in the Vatican.
Okay.
And I'm saying the mojo is lost. I'm going with Parkway.
Panthers. Neil goes Panthers. I will take the Delphus St. John's because they're point guards.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Minster at Knoxville. I think I'm going Minster.
Yeah.
Rocker?
I'm going to go with Knoxville.
You taking, okay.
Ooh, for their first win.
I like it. Bremen at Coldwater.
Bremen at Coldwater.
I hate to do it, but I got to go to Coldwater.
Rocker?
Birds.
Cards, Fee.
Yep.
I think Cardinals.
Cardinals, Spencey.
Yep.
Cardinals,
at Coldwater is always tough.
Okay. We got our picks in.
We got them. We'll keep the tote board going.
We'll keep the tote board. Now, when we get back from vacation, we're going to give away every night.
Yes.
A community club raffle ticket. $20
raffle ticket. $20 raffle ticket.
We're going to have a trivia question. You get it right. You want a $20 raffle ticket. Chance to win $500. Chance to win. You can win every week.
530 yes. times.
Or every day.
30
you
times.
You can win every day.
If they pull your every one of your numbers day. Every single day,
you can win $15,000.
$15,000. We're giving away $15,000 potentially.
Yes, that's what we're doing after when we get back from vacation.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So
it's going to be fun.
You could actually start the week you get back when I'm not here.
Yep, we'll do it.
Okay.
So
I like it.
You're here next week?
We are here next week. We'll do it next week.
Yes, we'll start next week.
Okay.
We will give away
next
community
week?
Club ticket.
Community club ticket.
You buy yours yet?
Yes.
Lottery drawing in July.
Yes, I got
every day.
I've sold quite a few too.
Yeah,
you have.
Which is unusual for
is
me.
It over? Is it over 20? Do you want to sell some of mine?
There you go. Sell them. No, you got a stack. We'll sell them babies right there. I like.
No, we're not selling them. We're giving them
giving
away.
Giving them away.
We're giving them away.
So we're losing money.
We don't care. We love losing money. The
community club's making money.
Making we money. Don't give a darn about making money. Is so
we just love to sell carpet.
Yeah, so buddy, buddy.
We just love to sell carpet.
Good old buddy.
Buddy.
Went to jail there for a while, but then.
Hey, we all did.
Hey, what are you going to do, buddy?
Biden did.
Did he?
That's what he said yesterday. Fucking Joe's crazy.
He was in jail?
He said when he was a kid, he got picked up, arrested.
For what?
I don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know either.
No clue.
I didn't hear that one, but oh, God.
My favorite story was when he talked about the little black kids rubbing his hair in the pool.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing I ever seen. Everybody, we thank Mindy Bupp for coming up.
Mindy was awesome.
Sports. God love Mindy Bupp. Fee. Girls game tomorrow night?
Yes, at home, baby. Come see
at
us.
At home. Let's go, Indians.
Get out Flyers. There. Get them Flyers.
We're going to see if we can get Holly Gann up here next set Wednesday.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
I know she's moving. She's busy. She's busier.
Moving.
Holly's got...
She's got a new house.
Got a house.
Ball, new house.
So we got Marion.
Yep.
And then she's also got...
We got a double shot of South Adams.
South Adams on.
Yeah. Yeah, we
Saturday
got
12 o'clock start, right?
Yeah, they canceled the Ansonia game, which was going to be varsity only at
varsity
noon.
Only. Wonder why we canceled.
I'm going to guess they had some COVID problems or injury problems.
Issues.
Yeah. If
they didn't have a JV team, and so they probably were short and something happened. And so anyway, it doesn't matter. That kind of stuff's happened the last 2 years for
everybody.
So we don't care. That's no reflection on anybody's program or people. But so that's canceled. But we picked up South Adams for varsity and JV, so the JV will start at noon.
Yep.
Varsity about 1:30, somewhere in there.
And we're back at we play them again on Tuesday up at Stardome.
Stardome?
Yep.
Back
to back.
Yep. Yeah, they said it's the regularly scheduled game at their place is not canceled. And that's awesome. Yeah, so it was nice of them to say, yes, we will come play you.
They needed a game. We need a game.
Yep.
Perfect. Folks, thanks for listening tonight to Sports Talk. We'll be back next Wednesday night. Rocker, be good, buddy.
Okie dokie.
See you next week.
See ya.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.